Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're beginning Simin Reish Samach Dalet. So after going through in Simin Reish Samach Gimel, some of the halachos of Kabbalah Shabbos and Hadlakos Neros Shabbos, now we're going to get through, we're going to go into which wicks and oils and what types of candles one can use for Shabbos candles. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph, page 76, this is Lamed Ches, Amud Bey, says the Shulchan Aruch, Einos and Psilah the Ner Shal Shabbos, Bein Ner Shal Shulchan, Bein Kol Ner Shemadok B'bayis, Midovish Ha'ur Einu Nechaz Bo, El Nisrach Sviva Shal Havas Kofetzas, that one should not have candles that burn poorly in his house on Shabbos, whether it's the candles that you say a bracha on, or whether it's any candles in your house, because the whole point is that if it burns poorly, you might come to tilt the candle and it's going to cause it to extinguish, or you'll violate Mechaber or Mavir, and that's going to be a problem on Shabbos, and that has nothing to do with whether you said a bracha on those candles or not. It's about a malacha on Shabbos. So kegon, tzemer, v'seyer, chayotzei bem, if it's made out of wool or hair or something like that, elam yidover show or nitlabo, you should use the type of wick that the fire really sticks to. Kegon, pishton, nefutzo, v'agetsheish, v'tzemer, gefen, v'kanbos, u'chayotzei behen. So the Shulchan Aruch gives a bunch of suggestions of the types of materials that are appropriate to use. Says the Ramah, v'im hidduk b'dvarim hasurim, asur l'shtamish la'oro. If you lit a candle with something that you're not supposed to light with, you're not allowed to use that candle. However, some say that if you have one candle that lights really nicely, that burns really nicely, and other candles that are from the wrong types of materials that don't burn very nicely, you're allowed to use all the candles together. Or if you're doing an activity that doesn't really require any light, it doesn't demand any light, so then also you're allowed to do that activity even next to the candles that don't burn well. So even though we may not love these kulas for the sake of Shabbos, we'll be makel b'diavet. Says the Mishnah Berurah, of Katan Aleph, Midavar Hatam b'psul psilus shushmanim, the reason that certain wicks and oils are pasul she'ein mirin yafa, because they don't light very well. V'chayshin and shemiyata akli she'yavo Hashem shabtocha l'psila k'dei she'yidak yafa v'chayiv mishum mavir. And we're afraid you're going to tilt it so that more of the oil will feed the wick, and then you'll end up violating the malacha of mavir. The kanbos if cut in days, well, your rabbi calls it nachol nachmir lechachil, but kanbos mefshar be'acher. The your rabbi says that even though kanbos was one of the things that we identified as a good type of ner, the Eli Rabbah says it's not great. So if you have one of the other good types, so better to use one of the other good types. Ha'asurim, bein psul psilos vein shmanim. If you use any of the usher things, whether it be usher wicks or whether it be usher oils, so usher lishtamish, you're not allowed to use that light. Afilu tash v'shein tzorich iyun. Even if it's a type of usage that does not require careful examination, shemiyata, because we're still afraid that you might tilt the candle, because if it's something that requires careful examination, it's you're looking at something very tiny, something like that, that you wouldn't be allowed to even use a good candle for. You're not allowed to look at something that requires a lot of iyun, as we'll see in a bunch of simanim from now. The Taz in Hilchos Chanukah writes, that in this type of case, even if someone is with you and they're going to guard you, they're going to be able to tell you if you're about to violate halacha, still you're not allowed to do it. You can't, a shomer doesn't work in this regard, because it's really a major concern that you'll come to tilt the candle. You're allowed to use, this was going on the heter that the Ramah says, that if you have one mutter ner and one usser ner, or a bunch of usser neros, then you're allowed to use the asur neros as long as you have a mutter ner that is there. Afilu aneros omdos b'cheder acher, even if the candles are in a different room, t'kevin sheyesh b'makom echad ner kasher, since you have a ner kasher in one room, yiskov l'yata gam b'makom zacherim, what a chiddush, that even if you have a good candle in one room and a bad candle in another room, you could use the bad candle in the room when it's the only candle in that room. K'pirish magen avram, that's what the magen avram thinks the Ramah means. Ubal yirab b'kasov shekavar atzara mahenu daf But the Rabbi says, no, the Rama means, if in the same room you have a good candle and a bad candle, then you're allowed to use the light. The Bir Agra compares this to this halacha to Ner Chanukah. Over there, it doesn't work to have the shamish in another room and the rest of the Ner Chanukah in this room. You're not allowed to use that. It's only if it's on the menorah. It's got to be right there. It's got to be together with the other neros. So you see very clear the Gra understands like the Eli Rabba that this heter of the Ramah, having a good candle in the room also, only works if it's mamish right there. It's got to be in the same room, not in the neighboring room. And the Karban Nisan is also machmir. So essentially, even though the Magen Avram has this wild kula in his understanding of the Ramah, that even if you have a good candle in the bedroom, so you could use the bad candle in the dining room, the majority of the poskim, the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Gra, and the Karban Nisan disagree and say that no, the bad candle and the good candle need to be in the same room in order to apply this heter. Then Sivkat and Vav, below Ner, so we said, and similarly, if you're doing something that you could do without any candle, Kigon, Lishka v'cheder, Olim Shulchayin min Amartiv, he gives examples of activities that do not require any light. V'ayinu derech kli, shekor n'ayinu, libar b'loshen ashkenaz, avalob derech barza, how to draw wine in a way that doesn't require being able to see anything, so whatever the details are of how they used to get wine from their cellars. Sivkat and Zayin, mutar lasu, so then you're allowed to do it. Hal Yerabba, pirish dafka, k'sheish al kol padim, nerech al kasher bayis. Hal Yerabba understands that this is building off of the first kula of the Ramah, that the first kula of the Ramah, if you have one kosher ner in the bayis, and you're doing something that doesn't really require neros to begin with, then it's motzer shalideza motzer afilu b'cheder acher. Now, having the fact that you're doing something that doesn't really require neros at all will allow you to use the bad candles even in a different room than the good candles are in. However, the simple reading of the Ramah, the way most achronim understand it, is that this is an independent kula. This means to say, even if all you've got is a bad ner, then you're allowed to use it if you're doing an activity that shouldn't really require any ner, because then you're not likely to come to tilt it. And then the Ramah had said that because of Tzorech Shabbos, we're mekel b'diavad. V'im yesh ner echad kosher v'omir etzlo ner pasul. If you have one kosher ner and there's another pasul ner nearby, kosher magen vam demutel l'shamish afil shol Tzorech Shabbos. You could use it even not l'Tzorech Shabbos. Lo yel ner echad bilchud. Because it would only be like having one candle. K'mosh kasusim reishayin vav sivtalerayin shamvayin beralacha. V'haynu dafkalin l'shtamish kishakvar hidlik. That means using it if you've already lit it. U'mitam dekim d'yesh l'ner kasher shamadik yafa sulo asilahatos. Since you have one good candle, it's unlikely that you're going to come to tilt the candle that's not so good. Aval ein l'hakum mitam zed l'hadik l'chin ner kasher impasul. But certainly you should not light any neros psulos. You should only use a ner kasher to begin with. There's also an important comment that the Bir Halacha has over here in Dibra Maskel Asur L'Shtamesh, where he says that even if it's your only candle that you have available to you is one of these bad candles, you may not use that candle. Is that the one, the Bir Halacha? No, in Dibra Maskel Shal Heves Kofetzes is where he says it. That even if the only available candle to you is the bad candle, you still better to sit in the dark than to light that bad candle, because the concern over here is Chilul Shabbos, that you might come to be Mechal Shabbos. It's not just, so better to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Adlakas Nero Shabbos rather than risk Chilul Shabbos. Okay, Sif Beis in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Karach Dover Shemadikin Bo, Dover Shein Madikin Bo, if you wrap a kosher kind of wick around a pasul kind of wick, im niskavin lahavos, if you're trying to perish lasosa ava, if you're just trying to thicken the wick, hapsila kadeh lahosif ora, in order that it should provide more light, usher, that's not okay, because you're still lighting the bad kind of wick. Vim niskavin lahakshos hapsila kadeh shtei omedes v'tshal shalamata, but if your kavana in doing so is that the inner wick is going to provide a certain substance or a certain stabilizing effect on the good wick, then it's mutter. Mitam zeh mutter likroch dover and therefore you're allowed to wrap around good materials for wick around gemi or kash, something stiff that will provide it a little bit of that will stabilize the wick a little bit more. Says the Rama, nosin gargar shel melach u gris shel pol. You could put a bean or some salt or a clump of salt al pia ner on the mouth of the candle. Ner means really the kli that holds the oil. Be'erev Shabbos on erev Shabbos k'deish yedolek yafa b'Shabbos, so that it will light better on Shabbos. Says the Mishwurus of Katan Tes, Asur after Atal Yidea Kricha or Nechaz Meir Yafa Velasi La'atos Afilu Hachi Asur Gzeira Shemiyadik Bolivado. This is going on the first part of the Sif where he said that you're not allowed to wrap good wick material around bad wick material if your intention is only to thicken the wick, even though it's going to light pretty nicely, because we're afraid that you'll come to light next time with only the bad wick material. Then we said Mutter if it's to stabilize it. Afilu Madlik Shneim Yachad, even though you're lighting them both together at the same time, since your kavana is not to light that wick, that bad wick, they were never goes there. What role does salt have by a ner? It makes the it clears the oil and causes the oil to be more effective. Shalpol, what does a bean do? It supports the wick. That it would make the candle last a little bit longer. So to summarize what we learned today, basically two things. Two halachos, we learned two se'ifim. In the first se'if, we said that wicks and oil have to be materials that burn cleanly so that you don't come to tilt it and violate mavir. If you have a bad candle, you can't use it, the Bir Halacha says, even if it's your only candle. But then we had two kulas, two exceptions. Either you have at least one good candle, perhaps even in another room, according to the Magen Avraham, but Pashtus in the same room. Or the second exception was that you can use the light for activities that don't require a ner to begin with. And then in Sif Beis we learned that if you wrap a good wick around a bad wick, it depends on what your intention was. If you're just trying to thicken the wick, then that's usur, because you might come to use the bad wick material. But if you're trying to stabilize the good wick, then that is mutter to do. Be'ez Hashem, next week on Sunday, we will pick up with Si'if Gimel in Siman Reish Samach Dalet. Everyone have a wonderful evening.